Midterm Exam Part 1 Listening
第一部分听力
1. Listening Comprehension
听力理解
A. Listen and choose the right picture
根据你听到的内容选出相应的图片
1. Kitty always receives a lot of presents on her birthday. Kitty always receives a lot of presents on her birthday.
Two, with this digital camera, you can take nice pictures. With this digital camera, you can take nice pictures.
Three, drive slowly, there may be wild animals on the road. Drive slowly, there may be wild animals on the road.
4. Mary was very happy to help the old man in her neighborhood. Mary was very happy to help the old man in her neighborhood.
5. The children are skipping happily on the school playground now. The children are skipping happily on the school playground now.
6. Teenagers like listening to music, as well as searching the internet for information. Teenagers like listening to music, as well as searching the internet for information.
7. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer to the question you hear.
根据你听到的对话和问题，选出最恰当的答案。
7. When did the Browns come to China?
They came to China 19 years ago.
Question. How long have the Browns lived in China? When did the Browns come to China?
They came to China 19 years ago.
Question. How long have the Browns lived in China?8. How much is 1 second plus 1/3?
5/6. Am I right?
Question. What are they doing? How much is 1 second plus 1/3?
5/6. Am I right?
Question. What are they doing? 9. Could you please teach me how to use the computer?
Okay.Watch me, please.
Question. What is the girl going to do? Could you please teach me how to use the computer?
Okay. Watch me, please.
Question. What is the girl going to do? 10. Excuse me, do you have a blue t-shirt with round neck like this?
Sorry, we've just sewed it out.
Question. Where is the man?Excuse me, do you have a blue t-shirt with round neck like this?
Sorry, we've just sewed it out.
Question, where is the man? 11. What's the matter?
I'm bored.
Why don't we go to the flower show?
That's a good idea.
Question, where are they going? What's the matter?
I'm bored.
Why don't we go to the flower show?
That's a good idea.
Question, where are they going? 12. How much is your new wallet?
It's 138 yuan.
Yours is expensive. My friend, John, bought one like yours yesterday. It's 26 yuan cheaper than yours.
Question, how much is John's wallet?
How much is your new wallet?
It's 138 yuan.
Yours is expensive. My friend, John, bought one like yours yesterday. It's 26 yuan cheaper than yours.
Question. How much is John's wallet?
13. The blue shirt is 65 yuan, and the red one is 70 yuan.
How much is the yellow one?
It's 78 yuan.
Question, which shirt is the cheapest?
The blue shirt is 65 yuan, and the red one is 70 yuan.
How much is the yellow one?
It's 78 yuan.
Question, which shirt is the cheapest?
What's your plan for the summer holiday?
I am going to visit my grandparents in Beijing. How about you?
I'm going to visit the temples in Thailand.
That sounds nice. Enjoy your time there.
Thank you. The same to you.
Question, where will the boy go during the summer holiday?
What's your plan for the summer holiday?
I am going to visit my grandparents in Beijing. How about you?
I'm going to visit the temples in Thailand.
That sounds nice. Enjoy your time there.
Thank you. The same to you.
Question, where will the boy go during the summer holiday?
C. Listen to the passage and tell whether the following statements are true or false.
判断下列句子是否符合你听到的短文内容，符合的用 T 表示，不符合的用 F 表示。
When Mozart was 3 years old, he used to join in his elder sister's lessons, and when he was 5, he was making up his own music. The Mozart family lived in Salzburg, Austria. The father, too, was a musician. He took his clever children through many different countries where they played the music for kings and queens, and a lot of other people as well. Everywhere they went, people clapped and smiled. But some people didn't believe that a little boy could write such beautiful music. They thought it must be a trick. They thought his father had written it, so they tried an experiment. They asked Mozart to stay in the room all by himself for a week. Somebody watched the room all the time, to be sure that no one talked to him. At the end of the week, he had written a new piece of music for the church choir. Mozart died when he was still a young man. During his short life, he wrote more than 20 operas, more than 40 symphonies, and more than 500 other pieces of music. Even by working so hard, he couldn't make much money. Often, he had to borrow money from his friends to live on. But his music made him happy. For 200 years, his music has been making other people happy too. When Mozart was 3 years old, he used to join in his elder sister's lessons. And when he was 5, he was making up his own music. The Mozart family lived in Salzburg, Austria. The father, too, was a musician. He took his clever children through many different countries where they played the music for kings and queens, and a lot of other people as well. Everywhere they went, people clapped and smiled. But some people didn't believe that a little boy could write such beautiful music. They thought it must be a trick. They thought his father had written it, so they tried an experiment. They asked Mozart to stay in the room all by himself for a week. Somebody watched the room all the time, to be sure that no one talked to him. At the end of the week, he had written a new piece of music for the church choir. Mozart died when he was still a young man. During his short life, he wrote more than 20 operas, more than 40 symphonies, and more than 500 other pieces of music. Even by working so hard, he couldn't make much money. Often, he had to borrow money from his friends to live on. But his music made him happy. For 200 years, his music has been making other people happy too.
D. Listen to the dialogue and complete the following sentences.
听对话，完成下列内容，每空格先填一词。
Could I speak to the headmaster, please?
I'm sorry, Mr. Green. He isn't here right now. May I help you? This is Jane White, his assistant. It's 10:15 now. He will be back in the afternoon.
That's very kind of you, but I want to speak to him about my son, Jim Green. I would see him as soon as possible, please.
Are you able to come tomorrow morning, Mr. Green?
I think so. What time?
Between 8 o'clock and 9 o'clock.
Yes, that would be fine. Tomorrow is December 3rd, isn't it?
Yes, and I'll leave a message on his desk. By the way, would you tell me your telephone number?
Certainly. It's 555-6044. Bye.
Bye.
Could I speak to the headmaster, please?
I'm sorry, Mr. Green. He isn't here right now. May I help you? This is Jane White, his assistant. It's 10:15 now. He will be back in the afternoon.
That's very kind of you, but I want to speak to him about my son, Jim Green. I would see him as soon as possible, please.
Are you able to come tomorrow morning, Mr. Green?
I think so. What time?
Between 8 o'clock and 9 o'clock.
Yes, that would be fine. Tomorrow is December 3rd, isn't it?
Yes, and I'll leave a message on his desk. By the way, would you tell me your telephone number?
Certainly. It's 555-6044. Bye.
Bye.